I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Another plane goes down and fresh challenges to investigators in the crash of Flight 17. Let's get started. Another and sadly new images of people grieving loved ones, grieving tonight in France, Algeria, and in southern Lebanon. This woman showing photographs on her cell phone of her niece, her five-year-old niece, and her nephew. They and her sister-in-law among the 116 people aboard yet another airliner over another war zone that went down today. Some were Lebanese, 51. Of the 116 were French nationals. This is what the plane looked like, an American-made jet operated by a Spanish company, Swift Air, for Algeria's national airline. The wreckage spotted in the deserts of Mali. This happened over dangerous territory, but also around dangerous weather. The reporting is fresh. The facts may change. With that in mind, here's Joe Johns with what we know so far.
Wreckage of the plane has been located near the city of Gao in the northern part of the country, according to Mali's president, who confirmed news of the discovery to Reuters hours after the aircraft first went missing. 1:17 a.m. local time, Air Algérie Flight 5017 left Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso, bound for Algiers. It was supposed to be a four-hour overnight flight, but about 50 minutes after takeoff, it disappeared from radar over Mali, close to a zone of ongoing conflict between Islamist rebels and the government, an area the FAA had warned pilots to stay above 24,000 feet to avoid becoming a target. As of now, there is no indication the plane was hit by a missile, but the early indication suggested bad weather in the area may have contributed to the crash. Air traffic controllers told the pilots to change course to avoid sandstorms in a part of the world where conditions are breeding grounds for hurricanes. The military chief of staff for the Burkina Faso Army. The plane expressly asked to change itinerary because of the bad weather. That may be a reason. Now, there may be other hypotheses linked to other conditions, but we cannot at this time venture in that direction. The McDonnell Douglas MD-83 plane, a staple in small commercial passenger jets, was carrying at least 110 passengers plus six or seven crew members, including the pilot and co-pilot. About 50 of the people on board were reported to be from France, about 25 from Burkina Faso. Authorities reported a long list of other nationalities on board. None was American.
Joe joins me now from Washington. So the governor of Mali, do they have the resources needed to lead the investigation of this crash site?
Anderson, Mali has said that it is launching an investigation into the crash, and we do know the government's transport ministry has some experience in this. A crash involving the same airline occurred there in March of 2003, and the transport ministry filed a complete report. In that case, there was an engine failure on takeoff. 102 people died, and there was only one survivor, Anderson.
Joe, appreciate the update. There may soon be another complication in the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 investigation. After seeing the crash site, the crime scene picked over by the very rebels accused of downing the plane, and seeing their backers, the Russians, stepping up the threat on the border, a new development. American claims that some of the shells landing on eastern Ukraine are coming from Russian artillery. For that and other late developments, we're joined by Barbara Starr of the Pentagon. So let's talk about this new intelligence that Russia could actually be firing artillery from their side of the Ukrainian border.
Extraordinary, but by all accounts, according to the U.S. government, true, Anderson. Earlier today, the State Department actually spoke about this in detail. Let's quickly have a listen.
We have new evidence that the Russians intend to deliver heavier and more powerful multiple rocket launchers to the separatist forces in Ukraine, and have evidence that Russia is firing artillery from within Russia to attack Ukrainian military positions.
Now, here at CNN, we know behind the scenes that the U.S. has been looking at this for the last several days, and they now believe they have the satellite and radar intelligence that tells them the Russians have actually been shelling most of this week, if you will, for the last several days. There are even photos out there I think we can show everyone that U.S. intelligence is scrutinizing right now. These are artillery pieces, and the U.S. is looking to see if it can demonstrate the claim that Russian soldiers are making that they took these pictures from the Russian side of the border, including the empty artillery shells, after they fired into Ukraine.